God damn, Zeke. God damn you, man. What did you make me and Cody do? Look what you did. Look what you made us do, man. People, we here to on a special review here to review our good friend, our my Throwback Tuesday co-host, his film, his latest film. What is it? A Night of the Living Dead, which is a remake to George Romero's. And he puts George Romero's name in there like three fucking times, whatever. I'm just like, okay, Jesus Christ, man.
I didn't even notice that.
Dude, yeah, he does that at the beginning and at the end, or whatever. Yeah. I paid heavy attention to it. Attention to it. Oh, man, so many things to say, but I guess I should start off with a synopsis here, right?
Yeah, you should. I guess you should, yeah.
Yeah, so, basically, what we got here is we got a family of father, two daughters. They're driving around. Movie opens up. First thing I want to say before I finish this synopsis, well, you know, I just start the synopsis before I start talking. Let me do the synopsis because I always do that shit, and then next you know we get into rants and I miss the synopsis. So they're going to go visit their mother's grave. The father is played by Lee Godwin, who plays Jerry in here. I don't remember the younger daughter's name. I think was it Barbara.
It was Barbara.
Okay, it was Barbara, played by Melissa Zaz, and Melanie Rebecca Daniel, which was the older one, which was the annoying one. They go to visit the grave. Next thing you know it, I don't know who the boyfriend was, but first of all, okay, see, this is my first problem right here. Well, it's one of my many problems. This girl looked like she's 12, and I found out that dude in the car with her was her boyfriend.
That wasn't just me?
I know you...
I was like, okay, something not right. She's still in fucking middle school.
I know you got a thing for Chloe Grace Moretz and shit, but you don't need to show that shit in your screen.
Wow, that makes sense.
You is not Quentin Tarantino. You don't need to be putting your fetishes and stuff like that in your film. That shit is weird, and that shit is weird. That dude looked like a grown-ass man talking about, hey, babe, come on, let's play some games with it. I was just like, ugh. To steal a line from my former co-host, Lena... I was grossed out by that. It just that kept baffling me at first. I thought when Lee said, "Oh, thank you for coming out here," I was just like, "Oh, he must just be a friend." Later, find out it's a boyfriend. Just like, you're treading water there, my friend. I don't know how it works in fucking Ohio, but in California, that shit's legal. First mistake right there. But so they wander off, and next you know it. This crazy dude appears out of nowhere. This nigga's got a trench coat on, a hat and everything. He's smiling. He look like a Titan from Attack on Titan.
My man just standing there looking at him. Not fully alarmed at all.
No, this dude is walking towards him. They joking around still. It's just like...
Hey, clearly something wrong, dude. Clearly all fucked up. He's all this color and shit.
He looked like he's fucked up. Oh, and then the boyfriend wanders off. Okay, I don't know if you noticed. Let me just finish plotting on. So, next you know, they later find out, oh, they're being attacked by these creatures. And then the younger daughter, obviously, she gets eaten. And Lee Godwin takes her, himself and Melanie out. They run out and they hear gunshots. And they run and meet this Negro who plays Ben in here, played by Gad Holland. And we'll get into him a little bit later. And then they hide themselves in a house, and drama ensues. And I guess they just wait till the shit dies down to leave the house. I guess that's the plot synopsis there, or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Rewind now. Rewind this shit. Go back. First problem I already had: the text of the opening of the film, the text of the credits and shit like that, brother. Put that shit in Arial font. There's no need for that shit to be in some goddamn cartoon color font, whatever, old English style font or nothing like that, whatever. That's already the first mistake I had. I was just like, okay, you making this for adults, or are you making this for a goddamn school project now?
Right.
Cody, would you like to go next?
One thing I also did notice, there was a scene toward the beginning, and I think there might have been scenes toward the middle, and maybe some towards the end, where I noticed some of the actors flubbed their lines, or they were kind of talking over each other. So I do wonder how many takes you use overall.
I do remember an actor fucking up a line, too. So, yeah.
Maybe do a few more takes. Choose the best one. I don't know how many takes you have, but yeah, just future reference.
You ain't no time constraint, shit. ain't like studio telling you need to get this shit out right away and everything. You ain't in no fucking time constraint. Don't rush yourself, shit. Now, I want to get into the dialogue. Dialogue's horrible, man. I couldn't tell if... It looked like sometimes they were ad-libbing. Because it looked like they were forgetting their lines at times. And then the dialogue itself is just fucking as bad as so. And then it's repetitive, too. Like, they would say one thing, and then they would repeat the same thing over. And just like, just because you phrased it in different words and a different sentence, it doesn't mean it makes it any different from the first time you said it.
Any more examples of that?
I wish I could remember this one line of that, but no, I don't. So.
Okay, I have an example of one. One that stuck out to me. Do you remember when Jerry was in the house and he was talking to Ben?
I think this is the one I was thinking of too.
He was arguing to Ben about how dominant he was. And
yeah.
Whatnot, and he says, "Oh, why are you treating me like this, man? Is this payback for your people being slaves?"
Where the fuck did that come from, Z?
had an inkling of racism in his body.
I'm trying to, you know what also I'm wondering about that? Is that why you kept Ben alive at the end, though? Is it, you trying to make it seem like, oh, we gotta keep the black man alive or some shit like that? Like, what kind of racist honky-dooky shit was you pulling in this film where that line came out of nowhere? I was like, what the fuck? And for them two to argue about that, it was so ham-hafted and weak. I was just like, this ain't good. You know, usually since this is out of the horror element right here, you would expect these scenes to be the better of the scenes since this is where the drama and the tension comes from, right?
Right.
No, they were actually worse. They were actually worse. I had an unintentionally good time watching this. I want to go back to that zombie, the first zombie scene, though. Like Cody said, this guy is looking fucked up, dirty-ass clothes, blood from the mouth and shit, and they just going like, get away from me, creep. Get away from me, the creep. What are you looking at? Help or whatever. The girls in here, all of them, all fucking annoying. All of them. All of them are fuck. All of them. All of them. I don't give a fuck. All of them go. They all fucking annoying. The little one, she's the most unbelievable actress I've ever fucking seen in my life. I believe that bitch in that Tyler Perry, Alex Cross movie that was crying before I believed this girl ever in this film. I don't know if you noticed, Z, but in this car scene where she supposedly gets eaten by a zombie ain't gonna yank you out the fucking car like you goddamn Max Murdock or something like that. Like, you owe this motherfucker money and shit.
Why the fuck was the door open?
why you just didn't close, motherfucker? Trying to make this scene look tense. It looks silly. It looks silly as fuck. And then to see this girl get pulled out. You know, I gotta say, for a zombie film, these are the cleanest, well-mannered zombies I've ever fucking seen in my life. Because not only will they not bite your leg or something like that, they will yank your ass out the car and make sure they crawl up to your neck to eat. Are they fucking vampire zombies or what? Every zombie in here, they're picking at the food as if it's a fork and knife in their hand. They just go like, there's some good finger foods right here and shit.
Oh, speaking of the younger daughter, that brings me to another instance of dialogue I wanted to bring up. You remember when he was reminiscing and he was talking about, oh, I miss my daughter, when he saw his daughter turn into a zombie? You remember what he said?
Oh, I don't remember what he said, but I do remember that scene now. Yes, I do.
He says, my daughter usually has the ocean in her eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I remember that. I didn't see no ocean in her eyes. What? Who wrote that? Who the fuck wrote that? Who the fuck wrote that, Z? Sean, you was a script consultant on this. What the fuck? Everybody wonder who Sean was. Sean is a long time listener of this show. Long time listener. One of the first. Early first. And loves film. Watches film almost every goddamn week. To be a script consultant and allow that to get passed by? Man. Normally, this is the part where P1 says, whoever did this, they need to be fired. Dialogue in here, these, like Cody just said, it gets worse. And that all that mainly is when it was in the house.
Right.
That's usually when it gets repetitive. That's when it gets shit just comes out of nowhere. Rewind back to that scene though. When they run away, the older daughter here, Melanie, she's not believable at all of what just happened. I mean, problem with this is none of the actors in here really sold the fact that something was going on or whatever. And they looked as clueless as fucking. You know what? I believe goddamn Keanu Reeves' face when he walks into something before I believed anybody else's reaction to everything in here. That Negro you had in the film, that nigga got to go. That nigga need to be fired.
See, I love it. Everybody else, when they try to get away from zombies, they go the opposite way, but they turn this direction, turn that direction. This motherfucker, he busts out a goddamn NFL spin move. Fucking Reggie Bush or something. I was like, I'll be goddamn.
This nigga had two things to do in this movie. Point a gun and do spin moves.
He was fucking all the time.
He didn't even use a fucking gun. That's the thing.
He's trying to let this arm do a fence. He just throws him through the fence.
Oh, you know, Cody. No.
God
see,
damn it.
Just hop that little ass fence. Hop that fucking fence. I'll tell you the part where I started. I think it was right when I text you about it. Is when I started shaking my head. Is in the slow motion scene where Kayla. I forgot this. I guess she's the lesbian or whatever the couple that's in here or whatever. She plays Samantha in here along with Lisa Marie. And there's a slow motion scene where she's being pulled out of a closed window.
This is my favorite scene right here.
Fuck, did that window open up? who the fuck opened that window?
How and why? I don't know
what to fucking know. Who the fuck opened that window?
They didn't break it.
No. There
was no broken glass anywhere.
It was just open.
It was just open. Oh, that shit happened. This fucking flashback. I'm playing as melodramatic as music. I was fucking dying. That shit was hilarious. I'm sorry.
I'm dying now. I can't take it. That shit was horrible, dude. I'm sorry. you had this slow motion scene. For some reason, Lee and Ben and them, they looking out this window. And I'm like, why are they looking out that window? The zombies can't get in, right? And they're paying all this attention. Meanwhile, in slow motion, Kayla is screaming. And she's being yanked out of the window. And nobody goes to help her.
She's just looking at her.
How did she get out anyway? Magic. Use that Christopher Nolan time traveling magic. That's what.
Real question. Did this happen after the mother and daughter zombie scenario happened in the basement, which is during it? I don't know.
It was during because we didn't find out they get bitten yet. No, yeah. I think they did get bitten at this point already.
Okay, I was confused about that. When did the mom get bit exactly? Was she bit before?
She was bit before, out? Yeah.
Okay, all of a sudden she just started fucking leaking blood out of nowhere.
Yeah. But the funny thing was, she had another mark on her hand, and it looked like someone just like gave her a rug burn or something like that, right? And then the black dude Ben, he was just like, "I saw it. It wasn't a bite mark. I swear." And then her elbow is just leaking blood, and she's just like, "Damn, that looked fresh blood, dude. I was like, that looks fresh as hell." Actually, who the fuck bit her on the elbow? That's what I want to know. How the hell do you get bit on the elbow? That's what I want to know. Who the fuck wrote?
She wakes up after she dies. She takes about 30 seconds to fucking finally bite into her daughter. Like, what? Okay, why is it taking so goddamn long?
Why she didn't have no makeup on? I like how she caught her daughter too before she ate her. She like slowly caught her and just like laid her on the ground and be like, "Now I feast on you." Bella Lugosi's <he's> dead. Oh man, but that slow motion scene. That shit was hilarious because you got someone staring right at Samantha, not even helping her, and then you got two dudes at a fucking window. Why are they at this window? Because they're not breaking it. It's nothing coming in. And meanwhile, you got this window that was conveniently closed, just magically opened up, and now this chick is being And the funny thing, it was one of the funniest scenes ever, because she didn't even look believable when she was being yanked out that window. It was just like, damn. It looks worse now as it's in slow motion, actually. And like Cody said, with this sappy-ass music playing in the background.
That is completely euphoria. I fucking love that.
That music, man. That music, I was watching the credits because I was like, who the fuck made this music? That music is horrible in this movie. All the music, man. All the music choice, especially the one at the end. Oh my god. Oh my god. So at this point, they don't know that the chick is dead. Matter of fact, they forgot this bitch. How do you forget a bitch, first of all, downstairs? They have a plan. They's like, okay, we're going to run to the car to get bullets. Meanwhile, the truck is literally right in front of the fucking house. Did you see that shit, Cody?
Yes.
They made this big-ass deal about we can't leave the house or whatever and shit. And then when they get outside, the truck is right there in front of the fucking door. They got the slowest fucking moving zombies ever. And they worried about these zombies. And then they can't outrun them. I'm just like, okay. But they can tackle their ass. They can shove them and shit like that or whatever. They do so many football stances in this fucking movie. It's goddamn ridiculous. It is goddamn ridiculous. And then Z pulls this trope where, well, I told Cody, he pulled a fucking Gotham on us or whatever. We talked about Barbara Gordon coming back to the city, talking to damn Falcone and shit. This dude, Jerry, tells his daughter, stay in the house. There's no need for you to come out. She's like, I can help. How can you help? I'm literally just running to the fucking car. I'm literally running to the fucking car. It is down the street. Not even down the street. It's in front of the fucking house. And she comes out anyway. I was just like, no, Z did not just pull that fucking trope. A trope that every one of us complained about. So already I'm hating this character even more, this female chick. I can't stand her. She's annoying. And then we get to, now it's time to Now it's time to, not to mention, oh, this is the best part. So Lisa Marie, the lesbian chick in here, or whatever, they're best friends, lesbian, whatever. It was never fucking clear. It said girlfriend. I was assuming it was a lesbian at first, but then I was thinking maybe she just said girlfriend, just, you know, girlfriend. That's my girlfriend, my homegirl, something like that, whatever and shit. Never was clear. They should have made out or something like that. Maybe that would have made it happier, but she gets eaten. And they get mad at Jerry because he didn't save her. And I'm just like, that don't make no sense. They should be mad at her, the daughter, for bringing her out here. And Jerry's crying or whatever because he's got to hug her, Kayla, because she's like, you should have saved her. What? He just got there. That bitch was already eaten. What was he going to do? Kick the fucking zombie off of him? And then the daughter's sitting over there. The daughter is the worst cry I've ever seen, too. She's all like, I was just like, ugh. Ugh. At first, I was checking her out, but then after watching it, I was just like, the more she's on screen, the more my dick goes down or something like that. Jesus Christ, man. Shit, I was like, Cody, man, you got another pinpoint for me.
Yes. Okay, that scene where the other lesbian girlfriend, friend, or whatever... Was that before they go into the woods, or was that? Because I don't remember.
Which one? The Lisa or Kayla?
Lisa.
Lisa. When she got eaten.
Yeah.
That was before they went to the woods. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so when they go into the woods, right? They run into conveniently run into Barbara.
Yeah.
My daughter. That's another thing. Convenience.
Very convenient. Yeah. Barbara. Actually, they run into her at the end.
At the end.
Yeah, at the end. Because when Lisa gets eaten, remember, Kayla runs into Lisa. I don't know why the door is open at this point.
Right, yeah.
It's just so apparently zombies are opening up fucking doors up in this world or whatever. But she just walks past her, and even though we've accepted of this world that we live in, I'm just going to stand there and say no or whatever, even though they're easy to push their asses off and shit like that. Because that black guy had no trouble shoving motherfuckers and shit. This is when they found out that plan is like, we just got to get up and go. They end up leaving. And then the older girl, she just ends up keep running. Even though Kayla's like, they stop and go like, we forgot the daughter and her mother. We forgot them in there. I'm just like, how the fuck do you forget people? I don't give a fuck if they've been in a basement for 2 hours. If you in a...
See, the problem with this movie is there was never no conflicts in the household. They were creating conflicts.
Right.
There's no problems. The house is safe. These zombies are slow and weak, which we find out in this film. They create conflict by, like Cody so nicely put up, oh, is this revenge for what my ancestors did your people? Shit like that. That's conflict. You just created conflict because I don't know where the fuck that came from. Or by opening up a window so you can get dragged out of it by some zombies for a couple of minutes. Or just looking at a window, thinking just because you heard a noise, they're going to break the window now. These zombies ain't strong enough to break fucking glass window like that now. So they're creating conflict, and there's no real drama in it, in the midst of it.
Right.
So when you're and not in that much of a danger, I don't see how the fuck you can forget two people that's locked up in a room who clearly has made a statement in here as being the bitches of the group.
Exactly.
So, Kayla's like, I'm gonna go back to her. Why would you go back to them? Please answer me that, Cody. Like, if me and you got stuck in a house with a group of bunch of people we never met or whatever and shit like that, because we run from zombies and we decide to run away, and we forget these motherfuckers just because we just that, let's just say we alcoholics, I guess. I don't know. We're gonna make up some shit.
Exactly.
You think that you gonna stop me and tell me, oh, shit, we forgot old girl over there. I'm gonna go back for him. And I'd look at you. What do you think I'd tell you? Well, good luck, nigga.
Yeah, why would I go back for it? Anything, they're the safest people right now.
Yeah.
They're stuck in that basement.
Yeah, and if anything, why go back for it? She don't have no attachment to them.
No.
She has no attachment. So why would she go risk her life when they just made such a big deal that they had to run through this maze? It was funny as fuck when I saw them run through those zombies too, whatever, because they was like literally fucking shooking and jagging and shit like that or whatever. And shit, I was like, damn, they look like Michigan J. Frog moving around. Shit, I'm looking for one of them say zombies. Why go back through that struggle to get there or whatever? And then when they get there, they see that the daughter's, the little girl is dead and eating and shit like that. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then that's when Lisa walks right by.
Somehow, someway.
She opened up the door.
I guess Samantha just forgot to lock it. I don't know.
I forgot to lock it. And then she eats her. And then it was the black dude. He comes back. Ben, he's just like, I don't know what his problem was. Or, oh, by the way, I like it. We got this torch. That wasn't no torch. What the hell was that? That was a canister. I got that on my balcony.
They seem to make a big deal about that torch, too, and
they
end up losing it, like, 5 seconds later.
I know. He's just like, where's the torch? I lost it. I don't know. Nigga, you just moved 2 steps forward from where you was at before. How the fuck did you lose it? How did you lose it? That don't make no sense. They barely just moved. It literally was just a scene. Like, they literally just went right around these bushes and shit like that. And he's like, I don't know. I lost it. It's like, nigga, how could you lose that shit? That dude was horrible. I'm sorry. That dude was like, I was trying to compare him to the guy in the Punisher Warzone, but I was like, no, no one can top that guy. But Jesus Christ, man, that dude was horrible. Look, how many times that nigga said, look, we just need a plan. I'm just thinking about it because we just need a plan. Well, since you the boss, since you own everything up in here and shit like that, what's the plan then? Shit was pretty fucking bad. So they got this little ass torch, but I don't know what that torch was going to do. It's like, people, imagine if you went to like, a luau party. They have like the little torch sticks or whatever. You say you put a little canister inside and you set a little fire. It's like a little candle damn near almost and shit like that. And a little candle glow and shit. That's what they was running around with. They lose it somehow. It's moving the scene. And Ben tells them, I'm gonna go back and get them. Why? We just set up in this movie that this dude is kind of a pussy. And he pretty much only looks out for himself. So why would he go back to that? So when he goes back to the house, he sees Lisa there. He shoots her in the head, and then Kayla, did he shoot Kayla or I can't remember, but he shoved one of their asses. It was funny as fuck. I was just like, and then he locks himself in the basement. I was just like,
right.
Okay, now I'm really even more confused. Why he just didn't shoot both of them?
Why was he hesitating?
Yeah. You know, my favorite position of him is he would push him and then just point the gun closer to him. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Dude, just shoot him. Shit, what the fuck? So then he goes to the down in the basement, and then he just sees the little girl there, and he goes like, shit, where's she? And then next thing, she comes out, and he does it again. He shoves her like twice before he pulls the trigger, and he just kind of like, okay, is the little girl going to eat him right here, or is he, okay.
Actually, that was, wasn't that the mom? He did thinking of too?
Yeah, the mom was talking about. But I was thinking of the little girl that was on the ground though still.
Oh, right, right. She wasn't up at that point, was she?
No, but her hand had moved before the mom showed. So.
Oh, okay, I don't remember.
So I was just thinking like, well, why didn't she just? I thought she was gonna eat her on the eat him on the leg, and they was gonna eat him. Both was gonna eat him together, or whatever. But apparently, he just shoved the mom like twice or whatever and shit. And then next, you know, he did what he his signature shot. Everybody gotta have a signature shot, you know what I'm saying? And he found his. Shove him twice, point the gun to the head, and pull it with a little bit of breathe. And then he goes to sit down in a chair. I'm just like, what is he doing? Man, he's just chilling now. I literally thought he's gonna turn the computer on. I was like, if he does that shit and start Googling some shit, I swear to God, dude. Oh my God, Cody, take it over, please.
So at this point, Jerry and his old dog Melanie, they're still running through the woods.
Jesus Christ.
And they're out of fucking nowhere. You got basically a fucking ninja zombie who attacks Jerry from the back.
I love how Jerry caught up with his daughter, even though he stopped for a second where she's gone out in the woods and shit like that or whatever. Editing was pretty bad on here too, by the way. There was one scene where it showed up, and then next note it cut through. I was just like, wow, I noticed that. Even at the beginning, you notice when the little daughter walked away, and then he told the boyfriend to go with her. You remember they showed that scene of her looking backwards, and there was nobody behind her, and then the next scene right over, he tried to scare her and shit like that. I was just like, she literally just walked away, though. You could still see the father and daughter right there. So I was like, where the fuck did he go? I was like, Jesus Christ, who the fuck edited this? He should be right behind her, and she should be able to see him.
Right.
This is an open cemetery. Anybody can see anybody. Come on now. But yeah. So like you said, the ninja zombie now.
So yeah, ninja zombie bites Jerry. And then it's up to Melanie to obviously kick him out. So she gets that was it, a stick?
Jerry took one out with a stick too, if all I was thinking, right? Did he take his?
Did he hit it?
Yeah, he hit it with the stick. That stick was his friend. That's why. And then that's you remember the noise it made when they stabbed her in the head though?
Slightly.
It was the ninja. We talk about the ninja one. It was the boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. It was the boyfriend.
It was the boyfriend or whatever, out of nowhere too.
Convenience. Again,
the convenience of just running into all these people. yeah, so the noise in my ear just went. It's like some fucking wind blowing or whatever when they stabbed the dude in the head with that stick. It was like Ric Flair is coming back going, woo! That's a badass outfit. Oh, man. And then Jerry has one of the worst death scenes ever. And then the sister shows up. Am I right, Cody? Sister shows up, right?
Was it at this point?
I can't remember now.
I don't remember.
Exactly. Either way, the sister fucking dies. And two rednecks show up, which was the sheriff and Mark Klein or whatever. And straight off the bat, they already portrayed as rednecks. You can tell. Yeah, redneck. And they're like, oh, she's been bit. I got to take her down. And then he's like, no, I haven't been bit, I swear. And even I was just looking at that. I was like, okay, what the fuck is it then? Because you didn't really do anything. And I don't even know how you got bit. So I don't know how you got any marks on you at all. Because like I said, you ain't done shit this whole fucking movie. This whole hour and 17 minutes, you just been sitting there just fucking curling up in a ball crying with your fake ass crying, watching Kayla get taken through a window that you probably opened up. In slow motion, mind you. And then the sheriff, he's like, no, don't shoot her. We're going to help this girl. Now tell me what's wrong. I got friends in the house. There's people here and blah, 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 etc. And he whispers to Mark. And then next you know, they're walking off together. And then she just gets popped in the head. And then it freezes. And then this sappy-ass music kicks in. And it just ends with credits. And he's just like, what the fuck did I just watch? That music, man. When that kicked in, I was just like, my mouth was wide open. I was like, that music kicked in. I was just like, I'm at a loss for words right now of what just happened.
Oh, man.
They literally just He just stuck a bullet in this kid. Suppose this kid's head or whatever. And then the movie just ends like that. I was like, oh, okay. and then watching the crowd, I was like, I gotta watch the credits now. At the end of the credits, people, that nigga Z pulled a Marvel and had a stinger at the end. He had a stinger at the end of the sequence where you hear this, the little girl that was about to attack the black guy, and it doesn't show you, but all you hear is a gunshot goes off. And then at the end of the credit sequence, you see this black guy comes from out of the basement, and he just says, damn, she was dead already anyway. And just walks away. He walks away as if he just raped that girl, something like that. I was like, the look in that nigga's eye looked guilty. He was sweating and shit. I was just like, damn, dude, what the fuck did he just do? He looked like as if he just got done fucking something that he's just like, I hope nobody know about this now. She was dead already and shit. It's like, what was that? What did that mean?
I was kind of expecting him to say, it's how show go crazy.
Damn, I fucked up. I thought he was going to pull a Ving Rhames going, fuck him. Oh my god. Cody, what did I just watch?
So I'm trying to figure out still.
Fucking Interstellar, that wasn't confusing. This was. Oh my god, man. Oh, effects wasn't really all that great, but this really wasn't an effects driven movie, to be honest. But mainly where it should have been a strong point is in the fucking acting. Like Cody said, you should have been fucking making, like, oh, cut, we gotta retake these scenes or reshoot these scenes right here or whatever, because it's been a long ass time in that house just repeating same lines over. It's just like, well, come up with a plan. What's the plan? Or whatever. I'm just sitting there. I was getting bored at that part, and then that slow motion scene kicked in, and I started laughing my ass off.
Say about this flick, I did admire his shots of the lingering zombies with the no soundtrack playing and the shots of the moon.
Oh, okay, yeah, those were good. Yeah, that's definitely a take from Romero as well. Yeah, I can see that part. That is a good shot. Camera was shaky as fuck. Beginning of the film, especially when you was getting close ups of the little girl, it almost looked like that should have. Yeah, I was waiting for the words at the bottom of the screen to show you. Pedophile cam, and then like the way you hit that corner with that tree and just game up in that girl's face, I was just like, yeah, this doesn't look like somebody's filming a movie. This looked like somebody is filming someone from the back without even letting them know.
Especially when she's still smiling.
Yes. You need to start telling these fucking people you get to be in your goddamn movies, which he told me he did a casting thing for his next movie coming up. You need to start, since you're doing fucking casting things, these ain't your fucking friends, you need to start fucking saying, cut, reshoot that goddamn scene and get these fucking lines right. Oh, another thing too, and something I hate about fucking films, and Cody knows this, I don't like when people, mainly filmmakers, direct, write, and star in a film and do all that shit. Stick to one goddamn thing, okay? You do not need to do all that shit. Because if I'm not mistaken, they say that Z was in the movie as a zombie. I was like, I didn't catch you, but okay. Well, whatever. But he wrote, produced, and obviously directed. Just stick to directing. You don't need to be doing every goddamn thing. If even sticking to that, to be honest. But
damn.
So, oh, Cody, you got any final thoughts you want to give this masterpiece?
Oh, final thoughts, man. Like, I gave this movie a fair chance. Obviously, I hate horror just as much as P1, but I wasn't going to let that be any bias towards the movie itself or towards this review.
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn, man, this fucking movie. When I come out laughing at a horror movie than I am afraid or having any sort of emotional reaction, then that's very wrong. That's very fucking wrong, man. That's not right.
What kind of reaction did you do have, man? What kind of reaction did you? I wonder. Did you shake your head? Did you laugh? Did you go like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was a little bit of all that.
All above.
I ran with my mouth wide open.
What did P1 make me watch?
Look, man, I really, really, I'm not trying to shit any movie just to be a dick. Honestly, I'm not. But goddamn, man. Shit. Like, this is obvious shit going on in this movie, man. It's just fucking horrible.
Stuff that you criticize on a weekly basis.
These cliche shit, cliche scenarios, these characters you have no emotional attachment to.
Jesus, just like all horror films, though. Hey, he did get that right then.
And then the worst and the most hilarious part about it is the fucking montage, man, with the music.
Oh, that was the best part.
Came out of fucking nowhere. Literally, out of fucking nowhere.
Almost as much as that racist line, but you know. Damn. I was waiting for him to say, I didn't know we was back to whipping niggas, Kunta.
Oh, yeah, man, I gotta say, dude, yeah, it's getting a fucking, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, seeing Cody was being nice about it, but now it's me. Man, I was bored most parts. I was looking, I was just like, Z, you complain about most of the shit that you pull off in this shit. I've told you this before, and I'm telling you this again. Stop doing fucking horror. Horror is not meant for independent. If it is, horror sucks. Horror genre sucks. I don't know how many times we gotta get that shit clear to people's head. It sucks because it's nothing but cheap, cliched, and just cheap jump scares, or it's nothing. It's nothing added to it or whatever. You never feel nothing for human characters in these films, whatever, and you don't do anything in here to add anything to the human characters and stuff. That's not to say that a lot of the horror movies doesn't, so that you should follow it. That's almost saying, like, you know, hey, well, the complaint of, like, you know, oh, I guess for A-Team or whatever. It was like, oh, that show was stupid, but they should have made a smarter movie. It was like, no, that don't make any goddamn sense. That don't mean you need to follow the goddamn horror cliches and shit like that that you sit up here and complain a fucking about. When you do independent filmmaking, it's because you fucking fix the problems that you see wrong with fucking mainstream films. The fucking acting. I don't care about the acting, but at least have better fucking lines from them. And other than that, tell these motherfuckers to remember their fucking lines. How can you allow that to go through? I saw a motherfucker stuttering here. And you didn't cut that out? That's some bullshit right there, whatever. And then these cheap-ass scenes, whatever, of the slow-motion montages of a bitch in a window and shit like that. I'm like, okay. That was hilarious as fuck, didn't you? And then you put this stereotype-ass nigga in this fucking film. This Negro running around doing fucking football swirls and shit like that, or whatever, talking about, what you talking about, man? This is a revenge of a racist. You put this Negro in here who has no motivation or nothing like that whatsoever to do the most stupidest thing at the end of the film and then have him repeat a line, she was dead already. What the fuck does that mean, nigga?
Ain't that a bitch?
That's exactly what I wanted to say. Ain't that a bitch, dude? Like, ain't that a bitch? Whatever. Yeah, it's getting a fuck it, too. It's just getting a fuck it. The only way I recommend this is once we have that movie spoilers party and I have my laptop, obviously, to record a part, and we just watch it just for fucks and giggles. That's about it. But, man, Cody, oh, my God, man, horror. It ain't even working for independent now. Unintentional comedies now. Maybe that's where you're shining at.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, shit, man. Yeah, this is the funniest shit I've seen all year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a fuck 22 Jump Street. This shit got it. This shit's comedic gold.
That montage sequence, man, it's gonna go down with the grace, man.
You need to take that montage, edit it out, and make a short out of it. Matter of fact, that should be your trailer.